Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another session recorded live in the Chattanooga Downtown Library. Our guests this evening are Eric and Christy Arnold. There's only two of them, but as you'll soon hear, because of their harmonies, it sounds like so much more. So much fun to listen to. This is Fly on Gypsy.
So we are Fly on Gypsy. This first song is a song by Lynyrd Skynyrd that I've been playing pretty much my whole life. It's one of my favorites. It's called All I Can Do Is Write About It.
Well, this life that I live has took me everywhere. There ain't no place I ain't never gone. Well, it's kind of like the same that you heard so many times. Well, just ain't no place like home. Lord, I can't make any changes. All I can do is write them in a song. Well, I can't see the concrete slowly creeping. Lord, take me in mind before that comes. Did you ever see a she-getter protect her youngins, or fish in a river swim free? Did you ever see the beauty of hills of Carolina, or sweetness of the grass here in Tennessee? Lord, I can't make any changes. All I can do is write them in a song. I can't see the concrete slowly creeping. Lord, take me in mind before I come. Do you like to see a mountain stream flowing? Do you like to see a young girl with a doll? Did you ever stop to think about whether ain't breathing? We better listen to my song. Lord, I can't. All I can do is write them in a song. I can't see the concrete slowly creeping. Lord, take me in mind before I come. And Lord, I can't make any changes. All I can do is I can't see the concrete slowly creeping. Lord, take me in mind before that comes. Well, I can't see the concrete slowly creeping. Lord, take me mind before that come.
This next tune is a song actually written by my father, Mike Arnold. Been one of my favorites of his for a long time, so having an opportunity to play it is pretty cool. It's a song called My Love for You.
I remember last time that I saw you was a long time ago. It was the last time I wore a smile upon my face, was the day I left school. In a world where things keep changing, one thing will always be the same, my love for you. I just woke up one morning and I had to get away, yeah. When I look back on those memories, seems the only thing I say, yeah, is my love for you. My love for you. I won't give up my tomorrow just to go back to that day. Would I have a chance to tell you? Would I have a chance to say, I'm so sorry I never showed you my love for you, my love for you, yeah. Time keeps passing by so slowly, never to return. I tried to live my life and find true love, but I always crash and burn, yeah. When my final words are spoken, to that dust I will return. Only thing that I'll take with me, it's my love for you, my love for you, my love for you, my love for you, yeah.
So, this next song, another one of my all-time favorites. Playing our favorites in the beginning, get to some more originals as we get to the middle and the end. This is a little song called Soul Shine by the great late Greg Allman.
Can't find a light, got one cloudy day, and the stars ain't shining bright, feels like you've lost your way. When the candlelight's so warm, burns from every far away, we gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say. Used to say, soul shine, better than sunshine, better than moonshine, dance on better than rain. People don't mind, oh, we all feel this way sometimes. Gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day. Grew up thinking that I had it made, gonna make it on my own. Life can take the strongest man and make him feel so alone. Now and then I feel the cold wind blow, and it's blowing through my aching bone. Think that's what my daddy said. He said, boy, there's a darkness before the dawn. Said sunshine, better than sunshine, better than moonshine, dancing better than rain. People don't mind, oh, we all feel this way sometimes. Gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day. Sometimes it's made, feel this emptiness, like a woman robbed him of his very soul. But a woman too, Lord knows she can feel like this. And when the world feels cold, gotta let your spirit take control. Let your soul shine, better than sunshine, better than moonshine, dance on better than rain. People don't mind, oh, we all feel this way sometimes. Gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day. Talk about sunshine, oh, it's better than sunshine. Oh, it's better than moonshine. Dance so better than rain. People don't mind. Oh, we all feel this way sometimes. Gotta let your soul shine. Shine on and on and on. Break a day.
So this next tune will be the first one we'll hear with the lovely Kristen of Fly on Gypsy on lead vocals. This is the first song we actually did with Kristen doing lead and not background vocals, and it's a little song called How Can You Love Me?
Yeah.
So this next song was the first song written for this project. It is kind of an ode to Greg Allman, who is a personal hero of mine and I grew up listening to. The song's actually the same name as the band. It's a song called Fly On Gypsy.
Mama, I can't come home tonight. I'm off singing the blues. Taking the long road back. Off playing the fool. Fly on, gypsy. Guitar still has something like strumming. Sad songs from the heart. With the stars we are never far apart.
Like I said before, that was our song Fly On Gypsy, also the name of our band once again. This next song is actually from a B-sides record by Lynyrd Skynyrd called First and Last, and this song is called Coming Home.
Been so lost, I've been home. Another day he might be too long for me. Traveling around, I've had my feet, broken dreams and dirty. Concrete jungle surrounding me. Many nights I slept out in the street. My dues and I'd shed my style, seen hard times, oh.
miss our friends. I won't say times ain't changed. I'll be glad when I grow home. Don't know why the thought came to me. Why I'm here, I really can't see. And now, oh woman, I want to go home. This loss I've been waiting. Please don't blame me, 'cause I'm trying.
Together first as a couple or as performers?
We were married for 5.5 years already when we started performing together.
It took me a really long time to convince him that I could also sing.
Well, we always sang around the house together, but I was the musician in the couple. That's what I've always done. So it was always like, oh, I'm going to go start my band or do this thing. And I was working on new music without a purpose for it, without a band for the first time and everything. And it's like, well, do some background vocals. All right, why not? So she did the background vocals, and her friends heard it, was like, that sounds really good. Why don't you have her sing some lead in it? And next thing I know, she's the lead singer of the band, and I get to just be a guitar player and background vocalist here and there.
Well, I have to say, listening to you both, I think you harmonize beautifully. And it's always that same thing with harmonies, at least for me, is that's only two voices. The sum of your two voices sounds like three or four voices a lot of the time. You know?
Thank you. We actually, if we're figuring out harmonies, we don't just go to the easiest one that comes in your head. We'll figure out, well, I'm playing not just an E minor chord, but an E minor 7. So rather than just playing the basic harmony, why don't you do that 7th or something like that to accent that extra dissonant note rather than just your basic stacked harmonies?
And you have the distinct advantage of having a partner who is a singer, a trained singer.
Yes, that makes a huge difference because as an untrained singer, I just kind of have to wing it when we're doing harmonies, where she can sit there and go, well, because this is an A, the whatever, whatever is this. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that makes a lot more sense to me. Thank you. I don't read music or anything, and she does.
So when you start having that conversation, what do you do, Christy? Do you demonstrate for Eric the note you want him to hit?
A lot of different times, it's actually usually me finding a note that he's already hit. So I'll have him, like, kind of linger it out, if you will, and I'll just keep hitting different things around it until I find something that I really like. When I was doing opera as my background, I was actually an alto, so I did a lot of harmonies as is. So finding them in this band has been really fun because we work with a lot of minors, which you're not used to in opera, so it's been kind of cool.
Well, that, and we don't necessarily stick to one harmony. She'll go above me, below me, above me, in the same line, and kind of weave in as if she's two singers. You know, basically, when John Lennon used to sing, Paul would take one harmony and George would take both. She just does a little bit of both of those harmonies for us, which is really fun.
So you started making music together. At what point did you start busking together?
Oh.
Christmas time last year.
Yeah, Christmas time. We had done it a little bit here and there, traveling the country together. We did a lot of traveling together and meeting new people and, you know, the musician life. You know, city to city, meeting new musicians, recording music and everything. So we had done it a little bit, but seriously about a year ago, coming down to Tennessee and Chattanooga specifically, there is just this whole massive pool of artistry here where they just allow you to be an artist. You know, if you have songs to perform or art to show the community, you can just go out and do that. And it helped us hone our singing abilities.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because it would seem to me that that's a whole different set of challenges when you're out on the street in an environment you can't control.
Because, like with a guitar, especially if there's wind or anything, it can get washed out. So I had to play more percussive, a lot more chickas and hits on the guitar, and she'll snap a lot more in those types of situations. And even with the singing part, you can't do a lot of the reflective style vocals, so it's always power singing. Otherwise, people are just going to walk by you to the next busker. You know, you got to stand out when you're doing that. So it's just knowing and wanting to go full power. And then when you come into these situations, you get to enjoy it a little bit more because you can do those lower register runs. But busking might be our favorite way to perform.
The first conversation I ever had with somebody about busking, that's exactly what he said. He said, I've learned so much about being a performer from being out in the street where people have no vested interest in what you're doing. So you either catch their attention or you don't, and you hold it or you don't.
Those are the times that it's better to have 10 people, to me, as far as I'm concerned, stop and watch you busking and dance to it and clap and enjoy yourselves than a bunch of people that knew you were going to be playing a show coming to the show and seeing you. Yeah, obviously we love any fans who are going to come see us play, but there's something magical about that moment where a group walks by and just stops and enjoys it. Or one time, this is a great busking story, actually. I'll keep it pretty short, but we're out there and performing Wagon Wheel, which
everybody's got to play Wagon Wheel.
Everybody does a version of Wagon Wheel. If you're an Americana country bluegrass, you got to know that one. And we're doing it, and this group of adults, kids, Boy Scouts, everybody walks by, about 30, 35 people, and they all stop to watch us and they start dancing. And next thing we know, they're along the bridge with us, all singing the song with us. And we got like a 35 person choir singing Wagon Wheel with us out on there. You can't have moments like that anywhere else but street performing.
Have you ever tried to harmonize with 33 children? It's fun.
But those moments
just
are
just gotta get louder.
Those are the moments we probably think about the most.
Absolutely.
You know, at the end of the day, after performing, or thinking about what we're gonna do next, or you know, what it's like to be a musician. Even those are the moments that we remember the most, is those street performing moments, because you do learn a lot about music, you learn a lot about yourself, and it's just a good time. You know, there's no rules, there's no hold bars. You just play rock and roll.
It strikes me that it's also probably the acid test of new songs, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing quite as scary as having never played a song before and going out where you're trying to grab people's attention. Everybody has messes up a song here or there live performing at their own shows, and then you make up for it with your other songs if that happens to happen. When you're street performing, you might only have 30 seconds to catch somebody. Doing a new song is very scary because that might be the point where 50 people come walking by, and that's the people you want to grab their attention and hear you playing this new song, praying and hoping that it's a good one.
If I were in your position, I think I'd be tempted to, you know, figure out the songs that everybody already knew and that would hold their attention in that kind of setting. Do you go to covers at all when you're busking, or do you usually stick with your own stuff?
We go to covers, but we do odd covers. So, like, we cover a Katy Perry song and an Adele song. We cover a Keith Sweat song, who's an R&B singer from the 90s. We cover from all different genres and do them as our own, so that people who wouldn't normally listen to Americana or country are walking by and hear the chorus to a Katy Perry song and go, hey, I know those words, but what are they doing with it? So you're able to pull in people from other stuff. So we do covers, but we try to focus on creating something slightly original with that cover.
More than slightly, I'd say. If You Got Lucky as any example of it, you were singing that song. I kept thinking, I know that song. But it wasn't until afterwards, after you finished singing, and you said, that's a Tom Petty song, that I realized that's what it was. Because you had totally changed the arrangement.
Yeah, we try to focus on the songs like, if we were going to have written it, how would we have taken this song skeleton and do the song? So we don't look at it as like, this is how he played the guitar, the bass, the drums. It's a A minor chord, a D minor chord, a G minor chord. That's the structure of the song. What can we do with that? But keep the essence of the song there. So that's how we really break down covers. We don't just sit and learn the next Eagles song we're going to play or something.
Yeah, I figured that.
It's actually one of my favorite ad-libs because we didn't actually know how to make that part happen with the robotic notes that are normally in the song. We were trying to figure it out for days. Like, what are we going to do? How is this going to work? We actually were out busking, and I was like, I'm just going to sing it. We're just going to see what happens. And I fell in love with doing it, and I've done it ever since.
So it's like a cappella, but not a cappella? I guess that's the best way
yes,
to put it.
Yes, it is, because it has such nice harmonies, as Christy was just saying, and that's a big part of what makes it work, I think, those shifts in the song.
Yeah. Because she kind of, at certain parts, comes out of her harmony with me into that part like it's an instrument. You don't really have the gap or anything, so I've always enjoyed that.
That's the thing about Tom Petty, isn't it? He has that way of writing like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Tom Petty songs, you can probably play in any genre you want to with those lyrics and those progressions. Just take it to your genre. One of the greatest songwriters of all time. That's why I was in the groups like Traveling Wilburys with the greats from even before his time, because they already recognized him from day one as somebody who was one of them, mm-hmm. you know, as a songwriter. So, yeah, anytime you get to do a Tom Petty song, jump all over that.
So speaking of acid tests, you are literally going to go on the road.
Yes.
And spend a good portion of your lives for the next 18 months out there playing for people a lot of times I guess you've never met before, right?
Yeah. After doing all that the last, like, 18 months, in June, there will be a lot more news on our website soon, on the Fly on Gypsy website. But in June, we'll be leaving for tour, and it's going to go through the end of September. It's going to hit all 50 states. It's going to hit Canada. And if things go well, we could see more of that festival tour in other countries. So we're really hoping that it really goes well in the United States area, in the North America area, because they have a whole leg of the tour that actually goes over to Europe.
Are you planning on doing mostly street performances on your tour, or do you have gigs booked?
Oh, no, this is a festival tour. So there'll be about 35 to 40 other acts. And this specific tour, without giving too much detail, goes multi-genre, actually. So you've got some like live R&B, live country, live rock and roll. And while we're on tour, we're actually going to be giving back to communities. So every city we stop in, we will be doing some type of Habitat for Humanity, speaking with kids at schools, and using everything. Musicians live strange lives, go through a lot of things, trials and tribulations with everything from addiction to mental illness, you name it, you can find that in the music. So rather than just let somebody else figure out their way through that, while we're on tour, we're going to be giving back. So all the bands will be doing all that. So it's going to be a really great couple months, and we can't wait to do it.
Sounds like fun. So somebody else has set this up, and you're a part of it.
Yeah, they actually sent us an email. We had released our first single, which it wasn't even supposed to be released. We had done this like quick demo of the song Fly on Gypsy and another song that we didn't play today. And we're like, people listened to it and really liked it, and it was only a demo. We're like, you know what, let's put it out. What's the worst that could happen? Put it out on Spotify and all those things. And yeah, it caught on a little bit. On like Reverb Nation and some of those other sites, it started like going up the charts, and we were just watching things happen. And we got an email to our regular email too, not even through one of the sites. And they're like, this is the information we have for you. We're going to cover all this expense-wise you interested.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, they'll be covering our travel. They'll be covering our hotels and our food and stuff. So it's going to be a good time.
Sounds like a nice long vacation.
Yeah, pretty much.
A working vacation, of course.
Yeah, how many places are you going to go that you haven't been before? Have you played many states other than Tennessee before?
I have.
I have not. Oh. I've never even been off the East Coast, to be honest with you. I've never been to a different time zone, even though it's like a rock's throw away from here. So I'm pretty excited about this.
Over the years, I have toured before, so I've hit all the states at this point. I've got to go up into Canada before and perform. But this will be... Those were all kind of broken tours where, like, we did a leg of a tour on the East Coast with this artist and went out west with this artist. So this will be the first time where it's, like, day one to the last day of the tour and just do the whole thing. So it's going
to
be exciting.
Does that give you the opportunity to build off that? Do you think you can go back and capitalize on the exposure from this?
I really think so. This tour itself has been going on for well over a decade. So they do have, like, people that look out for it every year. So I have a feeling that we'll definitely be to build on it and maybe even get to do it next year as one of the bigger acts, you know, where people will be expecting us to. We're really just going to just try to meet as many people as we're out there and just get our name out there. We're not the type of band that gets done playing and then just, like, disappears. We go out and want to talk to all the people. If you want to shake hands and talk, let's shake hands and talk. You know, you can't – bands that – don't do that. They wonder, you know, they'll sit there like, well, why don't we have as many people coming to the shows? You never went and shook anybody's hand. You know, people like that connection. Obviously, once you hit a certain level as a band, it's a little harder to do that. People don't expect it as much. When you're up and coming, if people enjoy your music, go talk to them.
Yeah, they want
to
know you.
Yeah, they want to know you and be able to say, like, hey, I knew them when, if something ever happens, and they want those stories. So it's important to really think about those.
Well, I think you've also, you know, you've made them feel something. They feel good about themselves. They feel they just like the way they feel because of your music, and they want to talk to you and cement that connection. Yeah, you know?
I always love it. I always love hearing the stories, and you know, some of the people, you know, they'll hit you up every once in a while and ask about, like, new music coming out, and those are the people where you can test things on, because if you don't have a huge fan base yet in the hundreds of thousands, those close fans who really enjoy you, you can say, like, hey, you want to check something out that we've done and get their opinion. Then you kind of know those are the people who are going to be buying it. Mm-hmm. So if they like it, obviously, you're going the right direction still. So yeah, it's nice having those connections.
So are you making a CD? Have you made a CD? Are you in the process of doing that?
We have been writing and recording on and off for the last year. We have some other stuff recorded right now. We have two singles and a B-side out already, and we're actually going to be working with another songwriter over the next, like, month or so, another producer as well, and kind of push ourselves a little further, because I've never worked with another songwriter that wasn't a member of my band before. So we're bringing an outside source in to write, which is something I didn't think about coming into this genre that kind of needs to be done, because you can get caught in your style without having the up-tempo songs, the down-tempo songs. So that's going to be fun. So we'll have a new, at least EP out before we go on tour. And as far as full-length album, I'm not too sure when that will happen, because EPs are like the way now. Mm-hmm. Put five songs out in June and then put five songs out in December, and you've always got new music coming out.
Yeah, and it struck me, while there are some downsides to the way things are now, there is a fluidity to it that wasn't there before, right? You can put out one song at a time if you want to.
Well, it's so much easier to release music nowadays.
Right, you can put a song out a month, yeah. Especially when you're touring, as you're going to be doing.
Yeah, you can record something, get it done, and just, hey, here's the next song for y'all. So yeah, it's great. I miss the days of CD release and that both, you know, opening the box for the first time. I do miss that. But the way things have gone, CDs have disappeared, but records have come back.
Right.
So there's the whole digital thing, and that's what you focus on. But you do these short runs of vinyl, and people eat those things up. And I actually think that's cooler. I'd rather pull my vinyl out of the box, even though I'm not quite vinyl age. I grew up with vinyl. So there's something about taking it out and
seeing
the sleeve.
Me too. So are you thinking maybe of making vinyl singles?
Yeah, that's probably the way to go. That's what a lot of bands are doing, we've noticed, is either singles or even like with three songs on it. Yeah. You know, doing the short run vinyl singles, and they got all the colors you can use nowadays. So do some short runs for those fans that you made the connections with. Those are the people that are going to want those nicer things. So, yeah, so definitely put the vinyl out there. Everyone, keep doing vinyl. It sounds better.
Sounds like you guys are going to have a fun summer.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a heck of a summer. And you know what? You can't beat having your wife, who is also your band member. So having best friend, wife, singer of the band all together, it can't be a bad time. I think one of the biggest things when we started singing together was the idea of the husband, wife, or just boyfriend, girlfriend, any type of aspect like that in the band. But having been married for so long before we did this, it's not like we've been married for a year, started up a band, and who knows what could happen down the line. Like, we've been through the rigmarole of early marriage, of
getting to know each other.
Yeah, getting to know each other for real. And by the time we started this band, we already knew that we were going to deal with what we didn't like about each other. You know, like, that's the best way to put it. Like, everyone always talks about what they love about their spouse, but there's always those things that you nitpick about and stuff. When you decide that you can deal with those things, you know you're going to stick it out together. So being in a band makes sense even then. So this next song, some people may recognize. It's a little bit different version of the song, but we enjoy doing it. Get to hear actually some vocal instrumentation, I guess is the best way to put it. We don't have a flute player or a fiddle player, but we do have an extra voice in this group. So here's one of our little favorite ditties. You better watch what you say. You better watch what you do to me. Don't get carried away. Yeah. Girl, if you can do better than me, then go.
Stay. She's dancing by the tail lights.
call you then, 'cause I'm rambling man. I ain't never gonna change. You're the gypsy soul, I'm blaming you both for leaving at a truck stop down just outside of Lincoln. The night is black, there's no coffee he been drinking. In the waitress eyes he sees those same old lights shining. She's a Colorado and a girl he left behind him. Said I won't see you again, but I'm stuck in cold weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? Oh, I'm rambling man. I ain't never gonna change. Got a gypsy soul, I'm blaming you both for leaving. Oh, it's a winding road when you're in lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner. We go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want to, but I need to know it's you cause it back
called Colder Weather, one of my favorite songs to sing when we're doing acoustic shows. It's always a fun one to do. This one's another one for Kristen to sing for y'all, just me doing some fun little harmonies. A song called If I Didn't Have You by Thompson Square.
Sometimes this world's more than I can take. Sometimes sunshine gets lost in the rain and it keeps pouring down, just keeps coming down. This life would kill me if I didn't have you. So much, never make it through, 'cause this life would kill me. This life would kill me if I didn't have you. You are my heart,
every breath I breathe,
and I'm safe in your arms. I'm weak, you're strong. You were gone, I don't know where I'd be.
You are made
for me. This life would kill me if I didn't have you.
life would kill me. This life would kill me if I didn't have you.
If you didn't love me so.
If you didn't love me so.
This little song called Can't Be Alone Tonight.
Can't keep walking with my shoes worn. Day, maybe.
nice set from them, huh? That was Fly on Gypsy, Eric and Christy Arnold, recorded live in the library in downtown Chattanooga. These recordings of mostly Chattanooga-based bands like Fly on Gypsy are produced, engineered and mixed by Sam Mancer. The executive producers for these Live in the Library sessions are me for WUTC and Sam for the library. We'll be back with another session recorded live in the library next Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. I'm Richard Windham. Thanks so much for listening.